Baba Basra, Daf Samachta Somud Aleph, page 69, side B. The Gemara brings down Machlekes of Amayroyim to explain what is the meaning of Avonim Sheim Lutzorka, stones that are for the need of the field that the Mishnah mentions. The Gemara explains, My Avonim Sheim Lutzorka, what are these stones that are for the need of the field which are included in the sale of the field? The Gemara explains, Hocha Targimu, over here they translated, over here in Babel, in Babylonia, they translated Avnei the Akpa. These are large stones that you place on the bundle so that they should not, fly away in the wind. And since that they were designated for this field, and you never move them from this place, they are considered like connected to the field. Ula says that the Avonim Shem Lotzorka, Avonim Hasiduris Legoder, they are the stones that are organized in the field for the purpose of building a fence for the field. So the Gemara asks, so then does it mean that only the stones that are organized in the field are included in the sale? But didn't Rav Chiya learn in the Braise that included in the field that he sold is also Avonim Tzvuris Legoder, stones that were gathered for the purpose of building the fence, even though they have not yet been organized. And the Gemara answers that we should not read the words in Rav Chiya Tzvuris, but Tani, that we should learn in the Braise of Rav Chiya that Siduris, that the stones were Siduris, they were organized for the fence. We learned in a Braise later on Ein Ches Amud Beis, that there is a Machlekes of Rav Meir and the Rabbanon, what is included in the sale of an orchard. The opinion of the Rabbanon is that only those items that are set and designated for the orchard are included in the sale. And the mayor holds that also uses that are not permanent so much, but they're also included in the orchard. And likewise, with regards to the selling of a field, there's also the same disagreement. And since that, with regards to the uses of the field that we learn in our Mishnah, there is no Machlekes, we don't find that there is a disagreement between Rav Meir and the Rabbanon. So therefore the Gemara now is going to explain every use that is brought down the Mishnah, in what situation is it sold in according to Rav Meir, and in what situation do the Rabbanon also agree that it's included in the sale. So now the Gemara explains in what way is Avonim Shem Lutzorka, stones that are for the need of the field, in what situation are they included in the sale according to the mayor and according to the Rabbon. Hacha Targimu, over here, according to what they explained in Babel, that these stones that we're talking about, Shein Lutzorka, Avnei de Akpo, those are the stones that they place on the bundles so that they shouldn't scatter. So we can explain that Lirab Meir, according to Rab Meir, it's talking a situation, Di Mi Taknon, that he just prepared and he made them ready for the use of the field. Afal gav deloy machton, even though he hadn't yet placed them in the field, because since they are made to use in the field, they are included in the sale. However, according to the Rabbanon, that they hold that only the permanent uses of the field are sold with it. So therefore we have to explain that this halacha, that the stones are sold, is who the machton, is only in a situation that they're lying in the field. Because since only in this way are they considered to be a permanent use. But if they were just prepared, but they had not yet been placed in the field, they are not sold and not included in the field. Ula da Omar, and likewise, according to Ula that explained that what was the meaning of our Mishnah, of Avonim Sheheim Letzarka, that the stones that are for the use of the field, is referring to Avonim Hasiduris Legoder, they were set up and organized for the fence. So we can explain Rabbi Meir, that according to Rabbi Meir, it's talking about stones, di mitaknon, that they were prepared for the purpose of building defense, afal gav deloy sidron, even though he hadn't organized them one on top of the other, they are already considered and included a part of the field and included in the sale. However, lirabbonon, according to the rabbonon, this halacha that the stones are sold, who the sidron, is only in a situation where he organized them one on top of the other in the field for the purpose of building the fence. Because since he has done an action, a big action, then they are considered like a permanent use and an important use of the field. We learned in our Mishnah that Vesakonim Shebekerim Shein Lutzorkoi, that included in the sale is the sticks that are in the orchard, which are for the purpose of the orchard. So in the beginning, the Gemara thinks that the intention of the Mishnah is to those kanim, those poles that grow in the ground, that are connected to the ground, growing from the ground. So a sort of kind of bamboo or things like that. So the Gemara asks, konim mai aviditayu. These konim, these poles, what are they doing? What use are these konim, and what do we use them for in the orchard? The Gemara answers, Amri Dvei Rabbi Yanai. So in the yeshiva of Rabbi Yanai, in Dvei Rabbi Yanai, they said that we are not talking about konim that grow, the sticks that grow inside the orchard, but we're talking konim hamilchulokim. Those are sticks that are split in the top of the stick, shemamidin oisom tachas agifanim, that you place them underneath the vines so that the branches of the vine should be standing up and the clusters of the grape should not drag on the floor. Now the Gemara explains in what situation are these kanim included in the sale. According to the Meir, according to the Rabbanon. Le Rabbi Meir, according to the Meir, these sticks that are included in the sale is in a situation, di mishapion, that they were smoothed out for the use of the orchard. Afal gav deloy mukmon, even though they are not yet stuck in and they're not standing yet in the ground. But since they are made to use of the field, they're included in the sale. However, according to Rabbanon, this halacha that these kanim are sold, who the mukvon, is only in a situation that they already been placed and stuck into the ground and they're standing over there. That is when they're included with the sale. But just being mishapion, just being smoothed out, would not mean that their part is sold with the field. We also learn further in the Mishnah, Vesatvua hamuchaberes lakarka v'chulu, that included in the sale is the grain that is attached to the ground. So the Gemara explains, what is the chiddush, what is the novelty in this halacha? So the Gemara, v'afal gav de matoyi li mechatzad, even though that the time of the tvua to be cut has already reached. And we have a rule that something that is standing to be cut is considered like cut. Koloimed lekotzer ki kotzer dami. But nevertheless, with regards to the sale, it's still considered as connected to the ground, and it is sold together with the field. We learned in the Mishnah, ve'es chitzas akanim, that included also the chitzas akanim. Those are many sticks that come out from one bunch. She'pchusim b'sreve, they grow in the ground, which is less than a place of a quarter. So the Gemara explains what's the chiddush of this halacha. Ba'af al gav de alime, although that these sticks are thick and big, so we don't say that they are important independently and they should not be included in the sale. But since they grow in a piece of land which is less than a base roiva, they are secondary and nullify their bottle relative to the field, and they are sold with the field. We learned in the Mishnah, Ve'es HaShemera, that included in the sale of the field is also the Shemera, that's the hut which the guards sit in. She'eina Asuya Betit, that is not made and has not been plastered in the inside with the tit, with the mortar. So the Gemara explains, what is the chiddush in this halacha? Afal gav deloy kviya ba'aro, even though it's not set in the ground, it's not connected to the ground, it's still included in the sale. Because since that the Shemira, this hut itself, is not made with mortar, it's not considered as an independent entity, and it becomes secondary to the field, and it's included in the sale of the field. We learned in the Mishnah, ve'ez ha'charuv she'enei murkav, ve'ez besulas ha'shikma, that included in the sale is also the charuv, the carob tree that has not been grafted, and the besulas ha'shikma, the young shikma tree. So the Gemara explains what's the chiddush in this halacha. The af al gav di alime, although they are strong, that the charuv and the besulas ha'shikma were thick and big, they are not considered important, and they are sold together with the field. Now the Gemara is going to go on to explain those items that are not included in the sale that are mentioned in the end of the Mishnah. And the Gemara is going to say, when are they not included according to the Meir, and when are they not included according to the Rabban? So we learned in the Mishnah, Avol loy machar loy esavonim shein litzorka, that together with the field, he did not sell him those stones that are not for the purpose, are not needed for the field. So the Gemara explains, according to the view of the Bnei Babel, that we're still talking about stones that you put on top of the bundles, so therefore, the Rabbi Meir, who holds that even uses that are not permanent to a big extent, they're not very permanent, are still included in the sale. So we have to explain that the intent over here is to such stones, the loy mitaknon, they weren't even prepared for the use of the field, and therefore they're not sold with it. However, l'rabbanon, who hold that only specific designated use for the field are sold with it, so then when the Mishnah says here that they're not sold, is even stones that have been prepared for the field, but the only thing is the lemachton, that he hadn't placed them yet in the field, so therefore they are not considered to be a tashmish kavu, a permanent use for the field, and it's an important, and therefore they are not included. Ula ula d'amar, and according to Ula that says before that the Mishnah is dealing about avonim asduras legoder, that the stones that were set up for a fence. So we can explain that according to Rav Meir, the intention here is to those stones deloy mitaknon, that they are not prepared, that they weren't even prepared for the building of the fence. But according to the Rabbanon, we can say that the kavana is even to stones that he is already fixed, but Loisidron, but he hasn't yet organized them one on top of the other, that even in such a situation they are not included in the sale according to the Rabbanon. We learned in the Mishnah, Veloy es hakonim shebakerim she'enu litzorkoi, that included not, he did not include in the sale those sticks that are in the orchard that are not for the purpose of the orchard. And the Gemara explains this halacha, the how it would go according to the Meir, according to the Rabbanon. Let Rabbi Meir, we can explain that it's talking about those sticks, the loy mishapion, that they weren't smoothed out. Afilu, they weren't smoothed out in order to place them underneath the vines. That's the reason that they're not included in the sale. However, the Rabbanon, we can say that even the intention over here is to such sticks that were smoothed out, but the only thing is the lemukman, he hadn't placed them in the karka. So according to Rabbanon, this is also, in this situation, they would not be included in the sale. We learned in the Mishnah further, veloy as atvuat lushim in a karka, that didn't include in the sale the grain that has been detached from the ground. The Gemara explains now what's the chiddush in this halacha. What's the novelty in this halacha? Although that the grain still needs the property, it needs the earth. For example, that he needs to spread the grain out on the ground in order for it to dry. Still, it's not sold with the field because it's not connected to the ground. We learned further in the Mishnah, veloy yaschitzas hakonim. And he didn't include in the sale chitzas hakonim shehi beis reva, that grows the cluster of these sticks that grows in the ground in a area which is a beis reva. So the Gemara explains what's the chiddush in this halacha. The afal gav dikitine, even though that these sticks are very thin. Nevertheless, since they grow in a large piece of, over a great large area of the ground, which the measure is a base reva, they are considered to be important, and they are not sold together with the field. So now, the Gemara is going to bring an addition to this halacha. Omer Rabchi bar Abba, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Rabchi bar Abba says, name Rabbi Yochanan, lo yichitzas hakonim bilvad. It's not just about the chitzas hakonim alone that holds a base roiva. Did they say in our Mishnah that it's important and it's not sold with a field? Elafilu arugo ketano shel besomim. But even if you have a small row of besomim, of spices, that does not take up a base roiva, v'yesh lo shem b'fnei atzmo, it has its own name, eino nikveres imo, that is not sold together with the field. The Gemara explains, when does a row of something that's growing in a row have its own name? Omar Rapape, says Rapape, v'hu dekori lo, the condition is they call to this row vardo diplanyo, a row of besamim, a row of spices of this individual. Further, we learned in the Mishnah, v'loi ha-shemeira, that it didn't include the hut of the guards, ha-asuya betit, that was made with mortar. And the Gemara explains, what's the chiddush? V'yaf al-gav de-mechabru be'ara, although that this shemeira, this hut, is connected with mortar to the ground and it's not movable, nevertheless, since she herself is made also with tit, with mortar, it's been plastered with mortar, so that's considered important on its own. And the halacha is like a house which is not sold together with the field. We learned in the Mishnah, lo yesacharu v'amurka v'lo yisadan hashikma. The Gemara explains, what's the chiddush this halacha? V'afal gav dikatini, that although that the charuv, the carob tree, and the sadan hashikma are very thin and small, nevertheless, since they're important and they have their own name, they are not sold with the field. Since we learned that there is a difference between a hut which is made with mortar to one that is not made with mortar, the Gemara is bringing now a situation with regards to the malbenois shel pesachim. That's the frame of the doors. And the Gemara explains that here too there's a difference whether it's connected with mortar or just with pegs. Boy, Rabbi Lezer asked a question. One who sells a house and he did not specify what's included in the sale. So Malbenos shel Pesachim, the frame that is made around the lintel and the doorpost, Mao, what is the halacha? Are they included in the sale of the house? And the Gemara explains the situation where there is a suffix. When the frame is connected to the house with mortar, then there is nothing to be in doubt. The home mechaber, because it's connected to the house, it's sold with the house. Kiti boiloch, when do we have the question? The nikiti b'sikhe, they are connected to the house with pegs, and it's very easy to remove them. My, what is it then? Since they are not so needed for the doorway, they are not sold with the house, or since at the end of the day, they are connected to the house, they are consoled with it. The Gemara says, teiku, that this halacha remains in its suffix. The Gemara asks further a question. Boy, Rav Zeda asked a question. Even if we should say that the frame of the doors that are connected with the pegs are sold with the house, we still have a question about malbenos shel chalonos, the frames which are made surrounding the windows of the house, and over there they're connected with the pegs. Mahu, what is the dindin? Mi amrinan, do we then say that only the frames that are of the doors that they are made to strengthen the building are sold, but the frame which is of the window which is not made to strengthen the structure, but it's only made linoi ba'alma, who is just for decoration alone, Davidei, that's why they make those frames, they are not considered to be a part of the house, and they're not sold with it, or Dilma, perhaps, cave on the mechabri, at the end of the day, they are connected through the pegs to the building, mechabri, they're connected, and that makes them part of the structure, and therefore, they are sold together with the house. The Gemara concludes, teiku. The Gemara continues to ask the question. Rabbi Yirmiya continued to ask, even if we should say that the frames of the doors and the windows are sold together with the house because they are connected to the structure, still the question is, what is Malbanoi Shel Kirei Hamita, the pieces of wood that you place underneath the legs of the bed so that they shouldn't rot from the ground? Mahu, what is the din? Are they sold with the bed? The Gemara explains the way that we have a doubt. Kol heichad de metaltali b'hado. So the Gemara says, Kol heichad de metaltali b'hado, in the place where the pieces are connected to the bed with nails or with pegs and they are moved together with the bed, lo tibayloch, then there is nothing to doubt that for sure they are sold. Do metaltali, because they are moved together with the bed and therefore they are part of it. When should there be a question? When is there a question? When the pieces of wood, the malbanois, the pieces of wood that are under the bed, are not connected to the bed. My, what is the din? So do we say since they're not connected, they're not sold with it? Or since they serve the bed, they have become a part of it, and they're sold with it? And the Gemara concludes, teiku, that is a teiku. We learned in our Mishnah, "V'loy yeschorav amurka, v'loy sada nashimka hashikma," that included in the sale is not the chorav amurka, and not the sadden of the shikma, v'chulu, etc.